Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden is visiting Iowa today to announce his latest effort to tackle rising gas prices. The plan will allow Americans to keep buying E15, that's high ethanol gas, during the summer. The sale of E15 is not usually allowed during the summer months because of concerns about pollution, including smog. To learn more about the potential impact of this announcement, let's turn to Robert Brown. He's co-director of Iowa State University's Bioeconomy Institute. And can we start with a definition here? Help us understand a little bit more about E15. What is it?
E15 simply means gasoline is going to be blended as 15% ethanol, and the balance will be gasoline.
Right. And most of the gasoline that's for sale in the U.S., if I have this right, is 10% ethanol, right?
Virtually all gasoline today is actually E10.
Right. Okay. So what will be the effect of this? I'm reading that E15 is 10 cents cheaper on average, but it's less energy dense. Can you explain what that means?
Well, if you simply looked at how much energy is in a gallon of pure ethanol versus a gallon of gasoline, it's about 66% of that of gasoline. So when you start blending in 15%, you're going to get less miles per gallon from E10 and even less from E15.
I see. So the idea that the president is looking for a way to bring prices down at the pump, E15 is 10 cents cheaper on average per gallon, but you're going to have to consume more of it, right?
That's correct. But again, remember that we're only talking about blending 10 or 15%. Yeah, so when you look at that difference in energy change, it's not a 66% loss on mileage. It's a relatively small increment.
I got it.
And so you should see that corresponding small increment change in price as well.
So it should bring prices down a little bit. What do you make of this decision by the president?
Well, I think it's the notion that consumers are complaining about the price of gasoline. I think the concern that's being expressed, of course, is that gasoline and ethanol both have what we call volatile organic compounds that are emitted. And there's more emitted as the temperature gets warmer. The fact is that gasoline has higher VOCs, as we call them, volatile organic compounds, released than pure ethanol. Many would expect then that you just draw a straight line as you go to more and more ethanol, you should get lower and lower emissions. It turns out there's actually a maxima that ironically occurs at E10. The maximum emissions of VOC for a gallon of fuel is at E10. But then as you go to higher blends, E15, it starts to go back down. So if you look at it, the VOC emissions from E10 and E15 are pretty close to one another.
Interesting. Is there something else that you would like to see the president do in this regard in his effort to bring down prices at the pump?
I think it's going to be difficult in the short term to make big changes, whether it's pumping more petroleum, produce more gasoline, or ramping up ethanol production. The fact is, every gallon is blended with ethanol today. It seems like it would be simple to blend it up, but you know, there's a lot of factors in terms of providing that supply. So I'm not sure what can be done in the short term. It's more, I'm going to say, a long-term planning is probably what will really make changes in the future.
And by that, what you're talking about, conservation, a move toward green energy, what kind of long-term plans are you referring to?
Well, clearly conservation is at the top of the list, but penetration of electric vehicles is going to help. Advancing fuels that are even have a better environmental performance than grain ethanol. I'm talking about so-called advanced biofuels produced from wood and grasses, that type of thing. So there are a number of things that can be done, but none of them are going to happen in the next 30 days.
Right, which is something that any president, especially with sagging approval ratings, is trying to accomplish. It might be a tough challenge for President Biden here.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, Robert Brown, co-director of Iowa State University's Bioeconomy Institute, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.